The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
Gentleman caller, but you know there's still time. You never know. And a couple hugs to some birthday internet boys out there, my boyfriends. You know who you are. And then I got a couple internet girlfriends. I'm sending you kisses and hugs also. So I'm just full of love today, especially now I'm high, geeked on, exercising, and I don't know. Could I still have Twinkie high? I'm not sure. I think I've had too much cake. Poodle, I had too much cake. How's that even possible?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know who you are.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1771 of the BFO for right the 7th of November 2014. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's gonna be voice letter palooza. Yes, be ready. Is that a goose? Hello, Glovies. Big Ready Old School. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, you're Glovies because I ask you to help Big Fatty out. And like the good Glovies that you are, you came and you helped Big Fatty out. Yes, Big Fatty, they did it. Yo, my butt itches. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear that. That's vulgar. But y'all, now, as you know, I'm recording this early because y'all just didn't have time because it's so cold mine a week. And I will tell you now that the Monday show, I'm going to have to do it on Saturday afternoon sometime, y'all, because my brother's going to be here at the Fat Cave all day on Sunday. So, y'all, it's not like I can pull out the hoist and say, oh, excuse me, I'm going to do a little show. And y'all, yes. So you'll probably get the weekend report on Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty, we can wait that long, but what we cannot wait for is this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty's going to be a hell of a lot of cake. It's true. Maybe Timmy Sims has already gotten into it. That's why his tummy hurts. Maybe so. Y'all, today for right the 7th, y'all, it is, you know him from over there at the Stick It With a Poke. Actually, y'all, you know both of them from the Stick It With a Poke. One of them talks and one of them posts the poon. Big Fatty, I love the poon. Y'all, the first one is none other than the number one funky homo himself. That's Jim over there at Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, the other one is he's at Pride 48 every year, y'all. It is Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C. Big Fatty, he'll have Mexican cake. He will. And then on Sunday, y'all, we have four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, he's been to Pride 48 several times also. Y'all, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes. Y'all, is that Ouija? Someone in Mexico, is that Nick in Paris? Big Fatty, George in Atlanta? Did he see him? I don't know. And y'all, then my grandson, who I hadn't heard a word out of in a month of Sundays, Y'all, Steven in Wisconsin, it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday, and y'all, then someone from Tampa, y'all, you know who it is, it's the one and only Guru Nudie in Tampa, and being ready, I'll hold that there'll be lots of cake in Tampa. Something tells me there'll be more than just cake. And you, because you know that Guru Nudie, you know, he well, yes, Big Betty, we know what he likes to do there. Please move forward. We don't need to be telling all his business. He's elderly. He's just elderly. Don't be telling the elderly people stuff. No. No.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hello, fart pants, and thank you for opening all those celebrations. Anyway. Excuse me, those Halloween cards in one day. And if you want to know what I mean by that, I guess Drusilla Bloom. Is it blow me? Drusilla Blow Me is gonna have to call and tell you why. But anyway, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Hello. I just went and picked my car up. I got an oil change, and they're like, yeah, there's something wrong with the front tire, and we'll fix that for you, and we're going to rotate them, and you got a couple lights out. We're under warranty. We'll change those. And so anyway, I come to pick it up, and they're like, buy five, get one free, free oil change. I just, like, saved $54. Bucks, dollars. Dollars. Hello. Oh, my, I'm so excited. I can't believe it. So I'm kind of wondering if, like, Tom and Pear in Honolulu in their Speedos on the beach. And I hope they don't wear caftans on the beach. I mean, they run all the time. They've got, like, probably the tautest legs ever. So anyway, all right, well, I'll quit sexually harassing the rest of your, or quit sexually harassing your listeners. And happy Halloween, belated past over whatever by the time you're done playing this. So goodbye. I'm so happy and enjoying the lodge activity. I love Kim Beaver. Like, hello, Kim Beaver. Heart. Okay, well, you forgot to tell the, oh, nothing. Never mind. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I got to see that. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear you, hear your voice. And it's about a week. It took me about a week to get that call played on the little show. A couple of things. You mentioned Drusilla Blow Me up there in the Columbia, in the Cola. Drusilla, why is it Miss Bacon is so excited that that I opened all the gay crema cards on the same little show? You may have to call in and tell us that. Yes, Big Betty. And by the way, I don't think Tom and Terry in a Speedo on the Hawaiian shores, I don't think that would raise any eyebrows at all. But you know, if you put the Von Yo-Yo on Waikiki, first of all, it ain't gonna happen. She would not get in her caftan and go to Waikiki, but for fear, and it's the same fear that Big Hat Fatty has when he goes to the beach. I'm always afraid that the Greenpeace people are gonna come and try to drag me back into the water. That's an old joke. Keep moving. As far as the lodge goes, I couldn't agree with you more, Miss Bacon. It's just lovely just lovely, all the activity that has been over there at Miss Beaver's Lodge. And I think I hit most of the points. Big Fatty, if you didn't, I don't know what you missed.
Big Fatty, it's George in Atlanta. I have a Big Fatty question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today is from George in Atlanta. And George, what's your question for Big Fatty?
What do you do when an artist that you really despise puts out something that you absolutely love? How do you hide your shame of loving the new Taylor Swift song? That's my question. Have a good day.
First of all, George, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. In fact, I detected a little French dialect there. Beh, Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. George, first of all, this is an excellent question, and one that I'm happy to answer. George, and you may want to sit down for this one because you may not like the answer. Basically, what you're asking is how do you admit that maybe you're wrong or whatever? But George, it's not a matter of being right or wrong. It's just a matter of getting old. You broke it to him too quick. You know, tastes change, and you know, it's all part of the dying process. Big Fatty, don't do that. The next thing you know, you'll be enjoying going to bed right after the Wheel of Fortune, and you'll start loving the standard time rather than the daylight saving time. It's all part of the process. Big Fatty, the poor thing.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. So, a group of chess enthusiasts checked into a hotel, and they were all standing in the lobby discussing their recent tournament victories. After about an hour, the manager came out of the office and asked them to all disperse. But why, they asked, as they moved off? Because, he said, I can't stand chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Have a good day.
Dig. Jimmy, man, that's a good one. I Big Fatty Jimmy Bear comes up with a good one. We love it when he calls in with a kerfuffle. It's the kerfuffle minute. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call and the frightening kerfuffle. Yes.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim. First, you need content. And second, I'm taking you to task. So, taking you to task first, you barely discussed the quiz programs. You've gone over Survivor a little bit. You've discussed Dancing with the Stars a little bit and barely discussed the big one. So you need to get on the Fat Cave and discuss the quiz programs because this season of Dancing, I think, sucks. There's no one on it I really care about, and the only person I really vote for now is Leah Thompson, because the rest of them, I just really don't give a damn. So I don't know what they did this season, but I barely watched the episode. So, and for Survivor, it's good, but you haven't talked about it. Especially when the 20 got kicked off. Oh, I was expecting some good comment about the 20, but no. So you needed to go discuss that, because I should have kidnapped Squeaky Kitty to get you to talk about the quiz programs, but someone beat me to it. So, darn. So, discuss the quiz program, and you'll be off my list then. And I am caught up, so that's why I called this. So, thank you for calling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carrie Ann and Arbor. Hey! Mungo. Hey! Reno J.
continue.
Big Fatty, he got 3 tens for his call. That's lovely. It's true. And Tim, I said I don't give a shit about the dancing either. And I couldn't understand what you were saying about the Survivor. That you couldn't believe I didn't have a comment about the twins. I don't know what twins. Maybe I'm just not hearing right. Big Fatty, maybe he explained himself because he called back. Or maybe he did.
Okay, that one, I'm doing a Kathy Bacon and calling you back.
Hello?
No, Big Fatty, it's not Kathy Bacon. He said he's doing a Kathy Bacon. Oh.
So you redeemed yourself on the little show today because there's one stuck in the pipe. Don't you hate it when things get stuck in your pipe? And you are blessed because all the Mexicans and all the Americans around the world love you. And to prove that today, I'm going to go to the Von's East, which is right around from where I work now, and have me some chicken fingers just for Big Fatty. So you redeem yourself for now, but still talk about the Equus program some more. But we...
Big Fatty, why did you hang up? I didn't hang up on him. Tim, thank you so much for calling back. Evidently, you didn't hear the little show where I talked about the his programs, and then you heard it. And Tim sent me a Twitty saying that the mechanical hung up. But Tim, please call back. Big Fatty loves to hear your voice. Yes, Big Fatty, and as we have already established, you need the content. Yes.
Big Fatty, it's Content Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That's Larry H. Vader, V-A-D-E-R. How are you, you big, fat, enormous thing? So, I had a few comments for you, and you know, I, of course, wanted to publicly thank you for all you do. Larry Kly and I both thank you for all you do, because you've been just working your little drumettes to the bone there in the coal mine, and, well, compared to normal, I mean, let's be honest. My comment is, I was just listening to your most recent little shoe. I'm ironing my pants right now. You'll have to excuse me if you hear some psh going on, it's the steamer. But, you say you're blessed, and quite honestly, I've thought a lot about this, Big Fatty. And, tear up. I just say you're fat, so... and old. So I feel like people really, they just pity the old fat people. No, I'm just kidding. Of course you're blessed. And although sometimes didn't the old people, and you would know this, of course, didn't the old people, when someone was a little bit special, didn't they call them blessed? I think so. That's about all I got. It's a very, very busy week at the coal mines, and unfortunately, I can't help you with any of it, because I've been working on a project, which is done. And by done, I mean phase one of all phases. So. Okay, you're fat. Oh, God, I've
got to
go see you. Okay.
Dear Gussie, Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And Vader, you're right, except instead of bless, I used to say bless his heart. And Vader, my only question is, why are you driving the jalopy while you're ironing the your pants? Big Vader, he better be careful, he'll get a DWI. DWI, driving while ironing. You don't need a DWI driving while ironing. Oh. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I hope it brings you lots of good things. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that, Timmy Sims. And Timmy Sims, you got anybody who you'd like to say is blessed?
You know who you are.
Oh, I have a guess, Big Fatty. I have a guess. Oh, no, yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.